Hi. So in this episode, we wanted to talk to you about the importance of building relationships.
Mm.
And I think we've talked about it in other episodes for sure. Yeah, I would say so, wouldn't you?
I think so. It goes through lots of what we do and talk about, yeah.
But in this episode, specifically, we wanted to talk to you about when you've started a new role, you might have gone from being a middle manager to a more senior leader. You might have gone from a senior leader to a director or into the C-suite. And what we see in our work supporting leaders quite often is that, yes, there's a bit of pressure and, of course, there's that nervousness and excitement of starting any new role. But what usually makes sense for the new leader in the new role is to look at efficiencies, is to concentrate on the results, is to be busy.
Mm, to do tasks.
Yeah. Task-focused actions, all of that stuff. And we're not saying that isn't important, for sure, because when you start a new role, you want to get a good handle of what's going on, what kind of projects are live, what initiatives are happening, what kind of impact has happened, and you know, where there's some bottlenecks and things that need changing. But what if we were to say that priority number one in any new role, not just in a leadership role, will be to build, cultivate, and develop relationships?
Yeah. And that is what we miss, because we get focused on goals and stuff, but we don't work on foundations. And so, you know, we've seen that a lot when a person comes in and starts changing things without actually developing relationships and understand people around them, understand how that change is going to go through.
Because change is complicated, it can be challenging, it's not impossible. But what if we were to say that to play the change game really well and to win and get the impact and results you want, you need to build and cultivate relationships and build trust ultimately first. Because if there's no trust there, or they just simply don't know you yet, in that honeymoon period, they're getting to know you and you come in really quickly, even though you might have the right answer and you might be able to resolve things relatively quickly, without speaking to stakeholders or people who are involved and having sign off for this stuff. And again, not about seniority going above you or any of that. What we're talking about is sign off in the fact that they know you, they trust you, you've already listened to their challenges and what's going on, and there's some mutual respect there. Because without that trust, mutual respect, and relationships built, if you come in and change things too quick, or you just go around busy problem solving, firefighting, people will get really pissed off.
Yeah,
because people get annoyed.
Yeah, you're not listening to them. You are, they're not there for you, if that makes sense. That's how it looks on the outside.
And it's really annoying because, like I said, you might have the best solution possible, but if you jump the gun and go in too early without permission and without that respect and, you know, to build up some allyship with people, they will push back, even if it's the best thing that will save the company. I'll give you an example. So when I worked for Zurich International in the Middle East, in Dubai, I was part of a change project and I had to handle some of it at local level, where they brought in a new solution to remove all of the tons of paperwork that were sitting multiple sites. So they brought in a document management system that now, when I think about it, is nothing special, but back then it was quite a big thing. So what would happen is people would sign, pay for goods, and this was like life insurance and investments, things like this, and they would sign a contract that was probably half a tree, so it wasn't great for the environment, lots of printing, and also lots of space rented where said contracts had to be stored. They would get lost all the time, all of that stuff. But had I gone in and told these people who work in these places and do the administration and work with the records in these offices and said, right, I'm going to take all your paperwork away, it's going to be scanned into a digital system, job done, everyone should be happy, there would have been a small war. And what I mean by that is that I hadn't checked in with them. I didn't know what their current challenges were and what their situation was there and then versus what it could be in the future had we implemented the solution. So what we did is we contacted some stakeholders. We got a group together of people who were both positive and negative about change, you know, people who would cheerlead it, and also people that were really skeptical of changes just because it was new technology. And we facilitated discussions and workshops around it, and we showed them by walking them through the product and showed them that quite simply, when they ingest a document in and scan it instead of this massive pile of paper with a signature on that just gets stored and transported to an office and ultimately gets lost, they realized that it resolved a lot of the problems. And the biggest problem was things would get lost quite easily. And if it's stored digitally, they could just use the strong search option in said software and find the document immediately if they had the policy number, for example.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see when, we know about these things, and you know, you need to get stakeholders on the same page and all of that. But we don't think about that in the same way when we go into new role and then we have new team to manage, or we change companies and you know, we are totally new in the company and we get into senior leadership role. The same principle is develop relationship, need to understand people, see what they are about, and then you can do whatever you need to do. It's interesting that often looks like waste of time, and we are all about efficiency as it is in the world right now, but actually, if you develop relationships first, you will be more efficient in the first task that you do, first projects that you do, but also all the way in the future, because you have already developed those relationships and you continue maintaining them. You don't need to do it from very beginning again.
And your team will love you for it, because when you are new and in the company, there's a lot of anticipation, a lot of nervousness and excitement from their end as well. They have a new person to lead. But if you don't get to know them and spend time and really put time aside to listen to what's going on and support each other and build that trust and allyship, then anything you do in the future will be much harder, much, much harder. And it's normal, you know, we see leaders make this mistake quite often, and it's okay, because once you learn that that's not where the results and impact is, and you realize that actually priority number one is to build relationships, and you can do this in parallel with doing all of the other stuff and adding the value. And quite often the problem is that when you're in, you know, at least a director role or above, the people around you, your peers, people more senior, might be super happy with what you've done straight away, but you can be blindsided, because ultimately your teams at local level, the people, your direct reports that you're responsible for, might actually feel like they're being ignored, marginalized, or you don't trust them. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can really do some damage very quickly by allowing that to happen for a few months. But the good news is, having that awareness, taking a step back and going, okay, what do we need to do? Why is this not working? And to realize that you can always go back and build relationships and develop trust with people. It's never too late.
Learn, reflect, learn, and be vulnerable about it, because that's what people understand.
So yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope this one has been useful. And as always, drop us a message and let us know if that's something you could implement in the role that you're in now.
Yes, thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.